Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
All right, welcome to the Real Ass Podcast, live from the Creaking Cave Green Room, Austin, Texas. We're being a little bit obnoxious, doing a podcast. We had to do a makeup show. I'm here with the international superstar, Zach D'Amico.
Dude, what a fucking weekend.
What a weekend so far.
It's been a blast.
Robbie the Fire Bernstein's on stage right now. We'll have him come on. I'm going to just, look, there's going to be a lot of comics hanging out today. We're going to be stopping, starting, going. It's going to be a little bit of a unique episode. We do apologize that it's audio only. But we wanted to bring you guys a little bit of a unique experience, and I'm very happy to bring onto the show. You've never been on the show before.
Never,
crazy.
Man. Never.
And this is it, because we don't do this Zoom shit anymore.
No.
We've tried to do it before, but now that we got you in person, I'm very happy to have you on. Ladies and gentlemen, you guys know him as one of the regulars from Kill Tony. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only David Lucas
What's
is here.
Up,
What's
y'all?
Up, kid?
What's up, man? What's up?
How you doing, man?
I can't complain. When I was about to be on the Skank podcast, when I was in New York in February, the COVID shit had hit.
Yeah.
And I hit you up and like, hey, you still doing it? And you're like, nah, bro, we taking a break.
Yeah, it was brutal, man. It fucked everything up. But you moved down here to Austin?
I got a place here, but I go back and forth to LA. Yeah.
It's fucking wild. Watching David Lucas pass me in comedy makes me so angry. Like every time I see him on something else, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? Do I need to go be the regular on Kill Tony? I need to start over and see if I could do something with my career.
In his defense, he's passing you in fatherhood as well. He was just so nice to his kids on the phone.
Oh, you have children too?
Yeah, I got two baby mamas.
Oh, two baby mamas too?
Yeah, he's passed you in fatherhood.
Yeah, there you go.
I want two more baby mamas.
I love it, dude. Yeah. I love it. Isn't it great to just cream pie chicks?
Yeah, bro.
It's a goddamn problem. It's just...
I want to be a professional baby daddy. I don't want to have full custody of my kids.
No. Why would you?
Yeah, I just pay child support.
You have a good relationship with the mothers?
Absolutely. They get paid.
They
get paid. That's all they care about.
So they love it.
Exactly.
They love it.
They love it.
They do get paid.
They get paid.
Oh, God damn it, man. Well, how old are your kids?
I have a 15-month-old and a 6-year-old.
And you're not with either one of the mothers?
No.
You're a fucking God amongst men. I love it. I love how unapologetic of a scumbag you are. It's like, fuck it. No, yeah, yeah. You didn't love them or anything. You just got these bitches pregnant.
Exactly. Come on, man. Girls like to get nutted in as well as we like to nut in them.
They do, don't they?
Yeah,
we're going to get some of the female comics on here. We're going to find out. That's going to be the question of today is, do you like being nutted in as much as we like nutting in you? Because there's no way.
They love it.
They love it.
Yes.
I do. There are some chicks who love it.
Yes. If they didn't love it, they wouldn't be on birth control.
Right. Right.
Because they'd be like, you better pull out.
But I got to be honest with you. Every girl that I ever fucked up until I had a kid, I would always shoot my first little nut. And then pull out afterwards.
Yeah.
I would always, the first one out
of... First rope. Yeah.
Yeah, first rope. I'd be like, oh, I just came.
There's a couple.
I had a baby with that, and I was like, oh, that's not safe.
There's a couple of baddies I've had sex with that I've nutted in, and they didn't get pregnant. I was so mad. I was so mad, bro. Like,
you tried to get them pregnant.
I tried to get this Ethiopian goddess pregnant. That bitch must got secret birth control I don't know about.
Tony Hinchcliffe, what's up, kid?
Yeah, goddamn right.
We're doing a Green Room podcast. We're chilling. We got David Lucas here about to shine on stage.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on, but I feel like if I jump in on this will cancel me.
This might cancel you.
This is the most dangerous podcast
there is, Tony.
It's just a vibe that I get.
Oh, this is the fool me once?
Yeah. I don't want to be twice baked fucking
Tony,
canceled.
I didn't tell you this, by the way. The show, The Depraved, and this is for David as well, you're supposed to open up with your most fucked up joke. You have to dig yourself out of a hole. And you are the only person, you are the one person here that the show is perfect for.
Thank you so much. Yes. There's no chance of that happening tonight.
On this show, we really had to start with our most fucked up
joke. You start with your most fucked up joke and you go from there.
Oh, shit. That's going to put me in a hole for real.
What's the subject?
It's always
a rape joke.
If girls didn't have sexual harassment or rape, they wouldn't have shit to talk about.
Jesus.
All right. Joke. Like I said, I'm going to go to the
truth. Get out of my head, David.
I'm David Lucas, and this is my TED Talk.
Is there anything else about the show I need to know
that's
other than
it.
That?
It's
okay, that's good.
Show.
It's
just
actually good
show.
To know, because I already have, I think, yeah, it's good. I can play with that.
Very cool. Look, I'm going to bring David Lucas up on stage in just a minute. We're going to take a pause here, because I know Robbie's about to jump off stage. We'll come back on. We got a lot of comics here. It's going to be a lot of fun. Austin's been a hell of a town. We got to get to the bottom of why the homeless people walk and talk the way they do. It's unlike any other homeless people that I've ever seen in my entire life. I got to figure out the drug that they're on. It is fucking wild. Homeless people in Austin, they talk about it, but you don't know it until you know. So we'll
it's worse in L.A.
It's way worse than L.A. You don't even know. Homeless people in L.A., at least they have an agenda. They're trying to get a dollar. These people are just trying to fuck people up. They're trying to get, scare people and just be weird.
So let me tell you what these fucking liberals did who don't even live in downtown Austin. So all these motherfuckers that live on the outskirts of Austin that voted yes to keeping the homeless people downtown, went and bought brand new tents, sat them up around the Capitol, put a big ass water station out there, and also a fucking grill for them.
They're feeding them.
If you go on Cesar Chavez, there's brand new tents and like a 100-gallon water jug for these motherfuckers.
Tim fucking Dillon walks into the green room.
I go every day and I steal water from them. Just so I can.
Timmy, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna bring Robbie up.
This is let's be honest. This is one of the worst cities in America.
Tim,
let's be honest. Dude, it's literally it's one of the worst. It is one of the worst cities in America.
We have stories for you. We got kicked out of gun range today. I got stories. Yeah. We gotta pause this. We're gonna come back. I'm gonna tell you what happened at the gun range. It's the worst city I've ever been to.
It's horrible.
The barbecue stinks.
But I mean, everything about it is horrible. It's horrific.
The weather.
It rains every day.
It's awful.
There's 10 restaurants.
It's 100 degrees, and then there's torrential downpour.
It's
pure hell. God hates Austin, and we're going to get to the bottom of it.
I was looking at fucking apartments in L.A. today. I think you've got the right idea. Just live up top.
Yeah.
Live in a fucking building.
Yeah, live in that high rise.
Yeah,
fuck a house.
You're right.
Fuck a house, bro.
You're right.
I'm here. No, Lewis just tripped over everything, surprisingly. And completely clusterfucked his way through the entire room like the big dumb ape that he is. I'm glad David walked away before I said big dumb ape.
Dude, Hinchcliffe's he's got to take the cowboy hat off, right? I mean, he's got to stop that. He's unironically wearing a cowboy
hat.
Do
you think if Tony moves to New York, he'll start wearing like pinstripe suits like a gangster from the 20s?
I don't know what he'll do, but... I don't know.
Tim, what is the homeless situation here?
I guess there's just a lot of the homeless people here. There's a lot of problems.
But why? Like, it's as bad as fucking San Francisco.
It's as bad because it's smaller. So it's a tiny little city, and you have a lot of problems.
What are they on? Why do they act that way? Why are they shaking like that and bleeding?
I don't know what it is. They've eaten a lot of pulled pork.
Is that what it is? The barbecue? It's the fucking pizza that they claim is good? Dude, is that what it does?
I'm telling you right now, like, I'm booking myself on the road to just not be here.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Bought a house here and told me that he's leaving in 4 months. It's crazy.
I'm going to leave in January, and I'll either rent it out or I'll keep it or whatever. Am I wrong, though? It's a horror.
It is horror. I probably wouldn't have bought a house in that case.
No, but I'll tell you why. It's a great investment because the tech people are going to come here.
Everyone's coming
here. They're coming. All the demons are coming.
Yeah.
And then they're going to destroy everything, but the values of houses will go up.
Tim, I'm glad you came. You almost tried to cancel on me. It stopped raining. It stopped raining. You came out.
It stopped raining really at 4 p.m. But the reality is, I like you. If it had been anyone else.
Anyway, I know.
Truly, if it had been anyone else.
And you know I fucking love you. You went to Tim's yesterday.
The two people I would have showed up for are you.
So we went to Tim's yesterday. He invited everyone over for a barbecue. And Tim is living... fucking the crazy life. He's got a beautiful house that he's renting now.
Dude, I've just FaceTimed someone, I think.
Who'd you FaceTime? I hope it's Rogan and he never talks to you again.
Dude, who is this? Oh, shit. I FaceTimed my cousin.
That's hilarious.
Dude, it's my cousin.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, cuz.
Yo, I'm sorry. We're doing a podcast in Austin, Texas, the worst city in America. I apologize, Tommy. Tell Aunt Kathleen to go fuck herself. My aunt's suing me for that thing for all the shit talked about. She's trying to sue me on the show. Yeah. Later, brother. Yeah, she's trying to sue me for defamation.
What'd you say? Well, you can't.
I called her a pedophile and everything. But she's a cunt. But I don't care. I got a good First Amendment attorney.
Yeah, good.
We're going to figure it out.
So we went over to your house, which was great. We ate some delicious barbecue.
Yeah.
Awesome time. Hung out by the pool.
Yeah, it was cool.
I'm loving it. You've inspired me. I want to buy a house so badly now.
It's tough to buy in New York or L.A., but I figured like this was a good investment. I don't know if it is or not. It might not have been. It might have been a bad investment. Everything I do is a bad investment. Like, everything outside of my podcast or whatever, like, I've never made a good financial decision in my life.
Never. I won't give your business out, but Tim spends money like an actual retarded person.
Yeah,
like,
but I make
like,
a lot of
they
it.
Don't, like, he puts cream cheese on it and he eats it. He just fucking burns
but
it.
But that makes you... You'll understand this. Yeah. It makes you motivated to make more.
I agree with you completely.
You get it.
You have to spend money to be. And I was spending
money. I
gotta
live.
I was spending money like I had money, but way before I had any money at all.
That's what you
gotta
do.
I needed to put myself in a mentality of stop being poor. And you see the way that people that make money think.
Like to go. For example, at restaurants, people that take to go things and they scrape like mashed potatoes into a coffee cup to me are signaling to themselves and everyone else. Scarcity. They're going
to
be broke
Can
forever.
I say this to you? Yeah. I did that today at barbecue, but I didn't do it for myself. I did
it. Brought it back for
and
me.
And I brought it for Zach.
That's
fair.
Because
I feed Zach like he's my dog.
Yeah. I mean...
I slid it under his door, and he got on all
put
fours.
Put it in my bowl.
And yeah. He fucking...
It's just,
and he scratched behind my ears.
It's yeah, just... Dude. This is the worst place I've ever been.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, I can't...
I wanted to like it. We've had... Dude, today at the fucking gun range...
I leave from Miami in 2 days, and then I'm in Miami, then I'm in Tampa, then I come back here to San Antonio, then I go back on the road. Like, I just live on the road.
We went to the gun range to go shoot guns.
Yeah.
How do you think this went, Tim?
Well, Lewis told me you were kicked out for being high.
Well, we weren't kicked out for being high. We were kicked out for smelling like weed.
Right. Well, they probably inferred you were high.
Well, now, look, I got to be honest with you. We didn't smell like weed. Or
right.
I guess we did, because everyone
okay,
there.
Okay, let's, yeah.
What did they say to you? Did they say you guys smell like weed?
Well, first we went, there was a guy at the front desk who took 20 minutes to tell us about barbecue. He couldn't have fucking took it longer. And he had a bottle of fucking vodka with him.
Right. Rick Karen Margolis joins the show.
Hi.
And he goes, this is Austin bottled water. So inferring that everyone's drinking there.
Right.
Then we go to a second thing. We fill out all the paperwork.
We're ready to go.
Lewis
we're so
and Bobby
excited.
Give their IDs.
We're drooling over these guns. We're ready to fucking
I was looking at a Dirty Harry. I went from not wanting to be Tevin Shoot to looking at a Dirty Harry gun going, I wonder how much more that is.
Right.
Me and Alex were picking out our female guns. We went to the girl section. We
Heavy
were like, what are you doing?
I have a new, like upstate New York. I've never done it here.
Oh, yeah, it's so much fun. So
yeah.
Much, it makes you feel like such a fucking man, dude. Really
Every
does.
Time I want to, like, go to a gun range here, I just get on a plane and leave this place. That's the problem.
So, yeah, then the guy goes, and we fill the paperwork, then he takes our IDs, and then he holds the IDs and goes, hey, just so you guys know, we've decided that you all smell like marijuana, and we cannot let you shoot here today.
And then what did you say?
And then I was like, no, but we didn't smoke. And I just lied. I was like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. I was like,
he's wearing a Jamaica... weed reggae shirt, by the way.
Bobby's wearing a Shroom Fest t-shirt. Zach is dressed like a fucking Zach.
Me and Alex are braless and
Zach
who knows
and
what.
Zach, they're wearing mini skirts and their nipples are hard. We look like a junkie crew.
And did you push back at all?
I tried to a little bit.
Well, Lewis's defense was we don't have any on us.
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
There tried another, to blame
they,
the group
Indian
next
guys
to us.
Next minute, I was like, dude, I think it's them. I swear it's to God, it is.
They were like Indian dudes
move.
In like khakis and button-down shirts.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I tried to, and they would not. And I got to be honest with you. If they were dicky at all, it would have probably ended with me being shot to death because I don't have the ability to control myself.
They couldn't have been nicer. They're like, oh, no, man.
Come back tomorrow.
Just don't smoke first.
It's right. They could be
such an
to
easy
serve
decision.
You another time.
Yeah. Right.
And then I
kind of. Lewis goes, I hope that too.
Like, but I wanted to be mad, but I couldn't.
That was sweet.
Yeah.
Well, the kicker is when we came out we came out and you were like, I'm complaining, I'm saying something. And you were like, they said we smell like marijuana. None of us have marijuana. This is fucking ridiculous. And the guy goes, well, I can smell it right now.
He's like, yeah, you guys kind of smell like marijuana.
People are nice here because they know it's shit.
Yeah.
That's why they're nice. Like, Rogan's like, everyone's so nice here. Because they know.
Well, Rogan,
it's
everyone's
a
so
dump.
Nice to Rogan. Because
people
he's
everywhere.
Not nice here.
I watch Joe Rogan every time he walks into the comedy store. He's surrounded
yeah.
by 50 people that are
yes.
all wanting to literally wipe his ass.
Yes.
It's a little different. People do not treat me that
but
way.
But I also think that, like, if people are nicer here, it's because I don't want people to be nice. I want it to be efficient and I want things to work.
But yeah. they're neither
so,
nice nor efficient.
Yeah,
we've had
not that
We
nice.
Went to a Starbucks where everybody was lovely. A barbecue place where we had a good experience.
Oh, I'm
and
legally,
those two places
what barbecue I'm legally
place.
Not allowed in 7-Eleven in downtown Austin.
What barbecue place did you go to?
Today we went to Stubbs. And I got to be honest with you,
really
way
nice.
Better than Cooper's.
Same
Cooper sucked fucking cock. Stubbs
the barbecue is good. Franklin's good. Really, everything else is shit.
Yeah,
we
but Jim, I'm not waiting online
no,
for an hour for barbecue. Yeah. I'm not a fucking 500-pound fucking...
But you got to see if you got to like... with all the shit here, you got to just know somebody.
Yeah.
So I just have a guy that I know.
So you have a little barbecue guy.
That's it.
That's amazing.
Other than, but I'm also, I want the city to be nuked.
Yeah.
Like every day I go to bed and I would gladly give my life to know that this wasteland would no longer exist anymore. I'm trying to like it.
Hold on. I think we have to pause for a minute. Or you guys keep going. I gotta bring up the next comic. I'll be right back. No, yeah, I won't trip on anything. You guys keep going. Keep telling about how shitty the city is.
I just, this is my opinion, and it's the fact. It's also a fact. That's all. And I, what is your, I mean, you're all new.
See, for me, it's whenever I'm out of the city, it's everything takes so goddamn long.
Right.
I'm trying to walk in and out of a store. If you're going to tell me a story or, like, prolong this experience, I just don't have the fucking patience for it. Right. And I don't understand how anybody could live at this pace.
People here are fucking rude. I thought they were supposed to be super nice because it's Texas.
Yeah.
But we've had two nice experiences. This, the rest, rude. This lady, the other night we were here at the Creek, decided to do like after hours somewhere else across the street. And Rebecca had hooked it up and texted the owner, whatever. We had some kind of hookup to get in. The girl at the door took so much pleasure in telling us to go fuck ourselves hard.
Wow.
So, nothing I could do. Good luck with that. Good luck getting in here. Then we talked to the manager, get in right away. And honestly, I feel like we didn't even want to necessarily do it at that point, but we had to tell that girl to fuck off.
You told her that Rebecca texted, and she went, "We don't even like them."
Oh, yeah.
She goes, "You mean the people who call the cops on us for being too loud every night?"
Right.
And we're like, "What is the disconnect here? How do we walk 30 feet and this is the disconnect from what the fuck?" It's Rebecca Trent, though. That's a Rebecca thing right there.
Wherever you want. What was your great
wherever
quote?
You go, there you are.
And wherever you go, there you are. I love that quote.
And yeah, Lewis, she had these spiky eyebrows. We're like, "You're not nice."
Lewis just grabbed a joint and vaulted towards the stage.
Have a good set, Alexis. Okay. Let's start with have a good set. We'll build to love.
Yeah, the city stinks.
I mean, it's
this
so
city
bad.
Fucking sucks. And I don't like to just say old city sucks, but the city sucks a fat dick.
I don't go near. People are like, "Oh, you live in Austin." And I'm like, kind of. I don't go.
I mean,
in
I
it.
Guess you live kind of out where it's less Austin-y, and it's very beautiful. It could be.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Where
it could
you
be
live
anywhere.
Could be any pretty
could
place.
Be anywhere, yeah. Could be anywhere.
Yeah, everything here has been an impediment to something else.
Everything
every single
here
thing
is a fucking problem.
Yes,
nothing
within
easy.
3 to 5 years, they will totally transform this city, most likely. At that point, I won't care. I mean, I'll, you know.
I mean, the homeless scare the shit out of me every single day.
Here.
Me and Abby were running through the rain. We weren't paying attention, trying to get back to the creek. And we ran through the alley across from this creek alley. But that alley is full of homeless people on both sides, a full gauntlet. And we didn't realize we were in the middle. We had no choice but to just go the rest of the way. They start with these two nice white girls with their expensive bags.
Right.
And they're like, "Honey, you look like you're lost." And I go, "Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God."
Who saw
oh,
a naked God. Lady smoking a cigarette?
Oh yeah, I did a double take at her, which I learned you can't. I mean, the problem is that all these homeless people look fucking wacky. Like they look
they're
way
extra wacky,
crazier
here.
Than the New York homeless. So you're tempted to take a second look. This woman could have passed for
the
a
New
man
York homeless
at first
are just
glance.
People that used to have podcasts on Gas Digital. So you know all of them pretty well.
I saw this woman. I just kind of saw a glimpse of titty. I wasn't sure. I turned back around to give her a second look.
She literally
was like, "Hey, get over here. Hey, you." She was aggressive. Bobby had to literally be like, "Hey, back off." It was a lot.
Yeah, we went to eat outside. We were sitting outside, and this homeless guy was posted up, like, just where the seating area for the place was, you know, like in New York, and he talked to the customers and stuff. I can't even imagine a million years somebody tolerating that in New York. But the lady seats us, and she goes, "Oh, just ignore him." This guy was like leaning over shrubs to let us smell him.
I think the problem is that the homeless people here like are mutants.
It is radioactive here in a way.
No, what I mean by that is like it's not like people that are like used to being homeless.
Mm.
It's like a new breed of like zombie homeless.
It's fucking wild.
Something's off.
But I see like homeless. Some people have tents, and there's this one homeless palace under a bridge.
Under a bridge,
that's
like a
whole seven
tent
connected
city.
Tents. It's
my first
so
thought
scary.
When I saw that was, imagine the joy of going in the middle of the night with like kerosene and a torch. Yeah. How many of those tents you could light on fire before they could organize enough to figure out it was happening?
Right.
You could. I'd say 7-8 tents gone.
Yeah, but I'm asking, do they have
they are
the
alert.
Do they have the sense of self-preservation? Like I feel like they would just swarm you like Army of the Dead. Like, they don't fucking care. What do they have to lose?
Yeah, man, I don't know. It's just a weird fucking... It's a weird spot to be. David, what do you think of it here? What do you think of it? Austin. I'm just curious because you
Austin is like West L.A. ran by straight people.
That's a great way to say it. It's actually a very good way to say it.
To me, I feel it's like San Francisco mixed with Williamsburg.
Are you gonna
from 5 years ago.
Forever? No.
No, no, no. I still got my place. No. I'm only...
I agree with you.
Where are you off to after this?
I'm hosting at the Vulcan.
No. I mean, but like Austin, I mean. Like, are you going to live here for a while?
Yeah.
Are you from here?
I'm just here until everything. I'm not from here. I'm from the South.
Uh-huh.
The real South. Texas is not the South.
Okay. What is it? Right. I had no idea.
Anything east of the Mississippi River.
Why is Texas not the South? They're like so
south. The deep South.
Where was the Battle of Alamo?
I don't know even.
It was
Alamo
in Texas.
Is.
San Antonio.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was considered a Battle of the Wild Wild West.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, it's considered the West.
Yeah, Texas is not the South. Mississippi is the South.
Mexicans don't live in the South.
I thought Texas felt like they were so South, they should just break
they
away
don't
and go
know.
Souther.
They don't know. They don't know. Where did Ryan Joseph go? He has my fucking bag.
Who's on at the Vulcan? Just young comics? And
Tony was up. Lucas McCrary, I'm hosting. I got a few. Asana Mai, Derek Poston. Yeah.
There's some people here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird. It's very strange because everything opened up. And we're all here.
Yeah, right.
There's something interesting about that.
Well, I think this place had a... This place has like an opening momentum, you know, that New York doesn't quite have yet. Like, this place has been opening up for a minute, it feels like. They really do not.
Yeah, but...
New York, you still, like, there's still people that are like dirty looks for not wearing masks.
That's fine, but the clubs are open in L.A. Comedy stores at full capacity.
Lucas was telling us that the original room is... You have to prove you're vaccinated?
Yeah, but who cares? By the way, that's the entire world soon.
Yeah.
You will not be able to do anything until you get that vaccine.
You're right.
It's just a reality. You can hate it. You can not like it. That's why I got it. I just got it right away because I knew what it was going to be.
What'd you get?
I got it right away because, I mean, if I didn't, it might kill me. So.
Right. I was like, but I knew immediately. I was like, and Lewis is going to get it too. Like, I knew it was like, to get on a plane, to go overseas, you're going to have the vaccine.
That's what did
it.
I've been working on Lewis for months.
What did I do?
When you go,
getting the vaccine.
There's going to be resorts that won't let you go in without it.
It doesn't even take that much.
Right.
The second they don't allow me to like go into a fucking like public bathroom, I'll get it. Because I'm like putting my foot down.
Well,
like
they might let you do that. Like, I love that you picked the one thing that they're not going to require.
Why?
If you try to keep me out of a porta potty.
If it becomes really difficult to travel, obviously I'll have to do
it's
it.
It's
going to
be. Dude, it's going to be, they're not going to let anybody into concerts or anything. I don't care about concerts, but like,
yeah,
it's just the way it is. You cannot like it, whatever, but that's just what they're going to do. I mean, especially if you want to go to UK, you've got fans over there. You want to do shows over there. Yeah. There's no way you're getting in without it.
I was ejected from a 7-Eleven on this trip. Karen was there too. Here's what Karen's learning.
I've never
very
seen
quickly.
You turn up like that, I'll say. You've so far not done that in front of me.
She does see me turn up a little bit here and there.
Can
a little
I follow
bit here
this?
And there, but I've never
know.
Seen you,
you
removed.
Go, you do whatever you want.
I'm kidding. I don't know if I can follow it. That's my question. I would like to go next if possible.
You want to go next? You can.
I would like to go next.
Right. Am I still 6? You'll be 7 now. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What am I?
What's up, brother?
I don't know, babe.
Okay.
You're a 10.
Okay, shit, fine. I'll take it.
The food at 7-Eleven may be some of the best in the city.
Dude, 7-Eleven, I go in. It's like, look, 7-Eleven, it's not like they hire, like, fucking high-quality people at 7-Eleven. But this is a particularly, low-quality
But this is the second
human.
7-Eleven in two different states. Am I wrong?
Oh, I've been banned from at least 4 or 5 7-Elevens. if you disrespect me, I will allow myself to be banned from your establishment.
What I love about Lewis is his disdain for hourly employees who aren't doing what they should be doing.
They should not be.
And I appreciate
this is why they're where they're at. I said this directly to her.
I
was like, this is why you work at 7-Eleven, bitch. This is why you're working at 7-Eleven with your 3-year-old child behind the counter. I swear to God.
Yes.
He did. I was so torn. I didn't know if I was supposed to like kind of try to hold you back, but then it felt disrespectful in the moment. Like,
I like that.
My
woman knows to not be the chick being like, stop being an idiot.
I didn't want
to
do that because
you know what?
You were kind of right. It wasn't that crazy. And
no,
I didn't want
right,
to.
You got to let him go.
I don't want to publicly tell my man to not be right.
Some women
into 7-Eleven.
Have to get hit.
No, yeah. That's some shit right there. Yeah. Look, we walk into the 7-Eleven.
Or some women learn their lesson.
Yeah.
And right away, I see that there's a, she's probably Indian or like some sort of Pakistani chick, but she's like kind of ghetto, right?
Right.
And then there's she's got her child. She's got a 3-year-old kid behind the counter, and like he's like fucking stocking soda
shit. I hope he is,
dude. It's,
I hope he is working.
He better be.
Like immediately, I'm going like, this is so against 7-Eleven policy. There's no way that 7-Eleven corporate is cool with this child labor happening right now.
Yeah.
But whatever, it's fucking weird. It's Austin. I guess things are just weird down here, right? And then I'm assuming it's her mom or grandma, but this bitch is just in a wheelchair. So I got a wheelchair old lady, I got this ghetto bitch and her 3-year-old child behind the counter. And
it's a family business.
Family business. And I go up to it, and I'm buying like $40 worth of just snacks for the room because we were just fucking trying to rehydrate after just being psychos the other night. And I go to pay for it, and we just come from having barbecue, right? And my card's not declining. My card's the thing where you put the chip in and it says error. Then I try to swipe it and there's another error.
Yes.
Then I try to tap it and it won't. And I check my bank account and the woman's just very dismissive. She's like, yeah, it's being declined. And I'm going, it's not being declined. It's not being declined.
Right.
It'll say declined on the screen as being declined. It's just not going through. There's an issue, obviously, either with the card or with the machine.
Right.
So I go, and she starts wheeling away, and I'm like, "What are you doing? Like, just fucking, like, I have to get this. It's already bagged in our hands. I'm in my head, I'm going, I'm gonna just walk out with this stuff. I don't know what the fuck you think is happening here. I'm not putting it all back. This is your fucking fault. But I'm being nice. I'm not saying shit.
Right.
She goes to wheel away. I'm like, "Well, do you take Apple Pay? She goes, "Yeah. So then I take my Apple Pay, which is the same card that I'm trying to use, same exact card connect. Paper works. So then I simply say. This is the moment where it becomes a problem.
Yeah, you're going to say it nicer than how you actually said it, but go ahead.
Say what I said.
You go, first of all, to me, you go, I'm going to say something. All right. So then you go, hey, just so you know, you need to fix your machine. It's the machine. The machine's broken. It's not my card.
That's
just
not
so
rude.
You know.
That's true. They need to fix their fucking machine.
That's true.
And she goes, yeah, no, your card was a client. It's not my fault. And then I was like, well, no, it's the same card. And at this point.
She goes, no, I think it's your chip. You go, it's not the chip. The chip works.
It's starting to get away from us because now she's like, still saying that my card's being declined and I'm getting kind of embarrassed. Yeah. Some guy offered to pay for my food. I swear to God, the guy behind me offered to pay for my shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, that's not what's happening here. And there's this weird pissing contest.
Yeah.
And at one point, the younger chick goes, she was like, hey, leave. And she does that. Like, flicks her finger. Like,
she said, she goes, have a nice day.
The way, like, a gunman would tell you to leave.
Yeah, like, hey, get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah. There were two fat girls in Taco Bell before the pandemic who walked in. And they started screaming. They were like, yo. They're like, yo, is there meat in this? They go, I've been a vegan for a fucking year. And you just fucked that up. And the Mexican ladies turn around like they don't understand what's going on. They're like, what? Okay, like, okay. They're like, yo, there's fucking meat in this. Yo, I was a vegan. I guess I'm not a fucking vegan anymore. Just fat pigs screaming. There's nothing better than that, than a real breakdown. All right.
Hold on.
I gotta go.
Pause it, Alex.
We'll be right back.
All right, Zach, let's take a moment and thank Fume for supporting today's show.
Absolutely. For people that don't know, Fume is a Canadian-made wooden inhaler with no electronics and cores filled only with the benefits of superplants. No chemicals added.
Yeah, it really is great, guys. I'll tell you right now, if you have that oral fixation, if you guys are trying to stop vaping or smoking, this is the absolute best way to do it. My girlfriend just started fuming. Big J's been fuming lately as well. Everyone at the office is raving about Fume. And I'll tell you right now, there's not a better way to quit smoking. All you got to do is go to breathefume.com. That's BREATHEFUME.com. And use the promo code REAL. They're going to give you 10% off your entire order. Once again, breathefume.com. Use that promo code REAL. Save 10%. Okay, let's get back into it. All right, so we're back. I had to jump on stage. Tim killed. What a fucking great night so far. We got a couple more comics. Alexis Grossman, who just got off stage, is now here.
Hey.
Hanging out. Just laid down the fucking hammer. Becoming friends with everyone. Alexis plays the game. Alexis has some L.A. energy. She comes and she's made friends with everyone very quickly. I'm like, how is Alexis coming to my wedding? What the fuck happened here? I just met this bitch 6 hours ago, and she's in my life like that. Also, the great Tony Hinchcliffe is back here. This is going to be coming out. Shit, Tony, this is coming out. All right, we won't say any of our secret plans, because it comes out tomorrow on Gas Digital.
Really?
Tomorrow morning.
Jesus, before the Legion of Skanks?
Yeah.
Wow.
This will be tomorrow on Guest Desert before the Legion of
Anything
Skanks.
About anything that I've been on.
Really? Is this?
Yes.
Wow. Tony. Hey, let me ask you. So everyone knows Tony got fucking canceled. Not even really. It's not even canceled. It's stupid. It's a
Someone
dumb.
Say railroaded.
Yeah, he got it. It went so quickly, though. Like, How fast did this come and fucking go?
Well, I mean, it's, I'm, I don't
You're
know.
You're still going through it, but.
Sort, yeah, I mean, it's really, really interesting because I got in trouble for doing what I do. Like, and I know everyone who hears that would say, like, well, you say slurs? Are you a racist? The people that don't know, but, you know, if you're a real comedy fan, which is who I was playing to until I was illegally recorded and leaked or whatever happened, you know, you know what it is. There's people that have seen a live comedy show, and then there's the people that hate me right now.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But those people are never going to be your fans anyway. That's the beautiful part about this whole like cancel shit is these people are never coming to a show. The people that are writing emails, it's really funny because Ari Shaffir, after he got canceled for the Kobe thing, they never even did this, but like he made a website of a fake, you know that he did this?
Yeah.
He made a website of a fake comedy club that was like, you know, Chuckle Hut or whatever, and then he posted that as his only dates. This comedy club didn't exist. And then hundreds of people started writing emails to this comedy club being like, we're never coming there again. We're regulars. We've been coming since it's opened. And they just none of these people ever came to this comedy club. But it sort of shined a light on how this all works. Anybody who loves you knows exactly what you were going for and exactly what you were doing. So it's just sort of like, I just wish because you lost your agent. But at one point, did somebody say to your agent, just like, dude, just wait a week. In 1 week, shit is just going to die down.
Here's the thing.
Not even a real
Here's the thing. Is the bigger the corporation, the faster they have to act on these things. So, like, this one, for example, I happen to know for a fact. Like, because the clip, the edited clip that the comedian put out looked so terrible, which I agree, it looks horrendous, so many of the big cancel culture people that are all the biggest directors and executive producers and all these people that, you know, much like priests hide behind this, you know, virtue signaling image to nothing going on here because look at me. Right. Black Lives Matter bumper stickers and everything. I promise you I'm a great person.
Right.
Anyway, getting off track. But these people call their agents at the agency and they're like, if you don't do this, I'm going to CAA or whatever, you know, who are you guys to, how much money has even made you in the past year, which is like hilarious because I perform live,
right?
You know what I mean? I don't know what that they said that, but I just go off my own thing in my head, like, yeah, I've generated like literally in the past year, I do believe $0 for them. Like, it's crazy.
Right.
I'm a live performer, that's what I do. I don't have any fucking big stupid dreams. I'm very aware that podcasting and fucking stupid ass YouTube specials are my inevitable future, and I love that.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
when you reserve yourself to it, you feel a certain level of safety. You're like, all right, cool. And then this shit still fucking happens.
If I promised my mom that before she died I would do the Tonight Show, I'd be really disappointed right now. But like, that doesn't exist.
Right. Yeah.
It's a whole different thing. My mom like showing up in the back of the fucking comedy store and watching me be filthy and.
Did your
ignorant.
Agent call you or did they email you?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah.
He called you.
Yeah. They're great.
It was
and
close.
I mean,
but
100%. It's literally like, it ain't me. It's from above. You know, they don't work. They're not. And they're not. It's not how it works at big agencies. It's not like the old days where it's like, I told my boss I'm going to work hard for you. See, we're going to do this.
Yeah.
I invested all this time for you to pop big in the future. Like, it's not how it works. Yeah. It's a massive corporation that has a lot of bosses all the way to the top, you know? So anything that's aligned with those things is going to go immediately. It's the only real corporate thing that I was even involved with.
Yeah. And Alexis, when you heard about it, did it make you hate Tony a little bit more? Because everyone hates Tony a little bit, but
easy to hate. You know what? Hating me is fucking hacky now.
Yeah. It's easy.
Like, literally, it's like, oh.
It's
everyone.
Funny because
it's like back when you know
Tony
everybody would make
funny.
Gay jokes and only gay jokes. It's like, yeah, well, I have better gay
tomato,
jokes.
Tomato, tomato.
I have better gay jokes than it's almost what you want to say, right? I have better gay jokes on me than you.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, hating me is so easy.
I know. Well, this thing, like you, I realize that there's certain people. There's me, you, and Ari have that commonality.
Yeah.
And that we're extremely unlikable.
And you guys are both so much more likable than I am.
I don't think so. No, I think you, I, and Ari are maybe the three most, like, I understand, like, on the surface where you first would meet any of us and be like, oh, yeah, I hate that guy. I want that guy to die in a fire right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. But then you get to know you, get to know Ari. Yeah. You guys are some of the sweetest fucking people in the world. Yeah. Simple as that.
Ari was the greatest help out of everyone. And yeah. I had literally, you know, 30 of the fucking best comedians in the world calling me. And everybody had different advice and a different take. Like, so what are you going to do? You're going to apologize? What are you going to do? You're going to do this? And I go, is that what you think I should do? And yeah, and one per. They all had different advice. Every single person had different advice. One said, write an apology, just a quick one. One said, if you're going to write it, you have to explain this crazy shit that happened to you. You can't just apologize without explaining this.
If you write an apology, you've got to write it from top to bottom. Be right back.
A comedian making fun of a comedian. We all know what that is.
Kind of literally the culture that we came up on.
And then I'm thinking, if I explain it in a statement or a video, who's that going to help?
Nothing ever gets funnier when you explain it.
Right. And apologizing for a joke on stage, you got to be kidding me. You know, if I was in the back of an Uber or at a restaurant, the apology would have been out.
And it probably would have been a different slur based on who drives Ubers or works in restaurants.
But my apology would have been out in 30 seconds if it was that. So anyway, I get all this different advice. My point is Ari Shaffir the entire time. I mean, really was the true voice of what I was thinking and like how I thought I should. It's the only one I truly 100% agreed with everything the whole time. And he was so great with me on this thing. He's always been a big brother of mine. We're old school comedy store guys. For example, at one point I did like four or five days in, I did something and I literally go, I got to tell you, man, all the people that have been in my ear and this and that and, you know, people that I look up to and hire me for jobs and things like that. The fact that I'm listening to you right now in my final decision scares the shit out of me. And he laughed, you know, it's just funny because he knows because he has been there. Cancel Island is a weird thing. You know, it's different than, you know, people look at it like losing jobs and shit, but what it really is it's just the toxicity of that vibe, you know?
I mean, you're in a unique boat with him where you both got canceled for something that was completely in jest.
Right.
It's not like you were going to call Cosby
and
be like, me and you are peers on this.
Yeah.
We're both equally guilty of a horrible thing.
Exactly. Yeah, and when I say cancel Island, that's exactly what I mean. Comedians being canceled for doing something is insane. If it's a crime that they're committing, that's horrible.
If it's a joke, every single time, we'll move on because we'll talk about this for every fucking episode of every podcast we ever do. But if it's a fucking joke, let's get real. That was my point with you. It was my point with Ari. This is my point with, you know, any of these guys who cancel for jokes. That's what we're supposed to be fucking doing. And to be honest with you, it's kind of fucking badass where you're at. Dude, not for nothing, the whole situation of you getting in trouble for this, it wasn't actually hateful. Everyone knows what the fuck it was. And you probably dropped an agent that you shouldn't have been with anymore. You have a new agent. You'll come out stronger on the other side of it. So simple as that. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of the way you handled it. I'm proud that you laid low for a few days and then you fucking came back to doing stand-up comedy. Much love to Rebecca for allowing you to get up. I know it was like a thing, like, in Austin, can Tony Hinchcliffe get up? It was like, what are you even fucking doing? I told Rebecca, I was like, Rebecca, are you a leader or are you a follower? Yeah. What are you going to do? You're going to let this town decide that what's going on? It's like, no.
And, you know, the other thing is when do you come back? And it's like, I thought to myself, why would I wait? People keep saying, it's all right. You'll lay low for a couple few months. And I'm thinking to myself, no, I'm not. Like, you must not know me.
No. It's an admission of guilt if you do.
Absolutely. And then what? And then you have to fucking start from scratch. You're out of shape, fucking nervous and weird and awkward, you know. But in any matter, it's fucking...
Yeah. All right, so let's switch to Alexis for a second, because she's just sitting here cross-legged on the floor. Alexis, what's your deal?
What do you mean?
Slur do you think you're going to get canceled
for? Are you willing to say a slur on a podcast? Let's see if she's learned her lesson.
Probably.
Is there any slur that's okay for you to say on a podcast?
I'm Jewish.
For the record, I'm Tony Hinchcliffe, and I'm leaving the room. I'm going to go use the restroom, grab a drink, but I'm no longer, my microphone is away from me, and I'm not on the podcast anymore.
So anything that's said,
right,
this is not my fault.
I'm not here anymore, journalists.
Bye, Tony.
That's the sound of me putting the mic down.
Ryan, come on. You want to jump on the pod for a minute?
Yo, come jump on.
Ryan Joseph, who just fucking laid down the hammer... Hell yeah, dude. You fucking killed, dude. Our audience loved you. Alexis, thank you, Bobby.
Yes.
Alexis, girl, what's going on with you? You fucking, you came out, you're friends with everyone in a couple days.
I guess, yeah. We're friends now.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, all well, right.
Give us why should people love Alexis Grossman?
I don't know.
Because my fan, let me tell you something about my fans. Yeah. They're sexist.
Fuck
they're
yeah.
racist.
Yeah.
They're homeless, a lot of them. They're not good
drug
people.
Addicts.
They're drug addicts.
Yeah.
They've been abused. They abuse as well. Give them the elevator pitch on Alexis Grossman. Why should they follow you? Why should they love you?
Why should they follow you into an elevator?
First of all, I'll tell you right now, Alexis is hot. For all the fucking, my fans are also simps, so they're fucking. Just like
I'm very single, and I'm into anal, so those are like two really good things going for me right now.
I think you literally figured it out. Wow, she really tapped into the.
I really like the anal.
You really like anal.
I love it.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
you love anal. Who loves anal?
And then I get upset that I date a lot of gay guys
because they like putting the.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if a girl says that, all your flaws are gone.
Yeah, it kind of balances out my mental illness.
You should say that before hello.
Yeah, that should be what you open up with. That should be your bio.
At one point, as a joke, I had it on my, like, Bumble and Raya bio. Uh-oh.
On Raya? Isn't that, like, the rich celebrity one?
Yeah, they let me on it.
Nice.
I fucked a couple NBA players. It was nice.
Really?
You took
was it
NBA
hard?
Penis up the butt.
No, see, no.
No, that's wild. That's just crazy.
Yeah. That's kind of where I draw the line on that.
I'm not into anal unless a girl's really, really into anal, and then I can get way into anal. You know?
Like, you would never be the one asking first.
No, not at all.
It would never be like his birthday request.
No, not at all.
Weird.
In fact, if a girl's
not... You strike me as an anal guy.
Thank you. Like, that's a compliment.
Oh, no.
She's hidden on
you. That's not shit. That's the color of his actual dick.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not an anal guy, but I've enjoyed it when I've had girls that were really legitimately into it. But also, I will tell you right now, I can never truly love a girl that's really into anal. Like, I know that she's broken deep down inside.
Yeah, it's pretty spot on.
When did you realize that you were into anal?
10.
I don't know. I think before anal, it's like the occasional finger. And then
a finger in the butt, you're like, oh, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
When was the first time?
My first anal. This dude I was fucking in New York, actually.
How long ago?
2018.
Oh, recent.
Yeah.
This is a new revelation.
Yeah.
And how old are you?
I'm 26.
You're 26. Okay, so this is 2018. You're 23 years old. Fucking this guy in New York. He puts a finger in your butt.
No, I had already done that.
You already done the finger in the butt.
I did the finger in the butt in high school.
Okay.
So it took a while to...
See, I feel like girls are very weirdly self-conscious about the finger in the butt. And I don't want a finger in the butt. I'd rather put my dick in the butt because finger has a nail and there's crevasses in the nail.
Yeah, it's an art.
So, yeah, dude, when you pull it out, like, you're way more likely to see weird shit.
After you come, it's gross. You're like, what did I just do?
Yeah. As soon as you come, you're like, I hate you and I hate myself.
But, like, a woman is so hot, so beautiful, you want to be in, like, every part of her.
Right.
Like, her ears.
Everywhere. Nose, I said, dude, I bite my girl's knees.
Yeah.
Like, I get crazy.
Yeah.
Except I don't touch her butthole because she's not into it.
I'm sorry.
So you're a butt guy.
I like it all, dude.
You like it all?
Hooks hanging from the ceiling.
Wow. Ryan Joseph is a weird dude.
Yeah.
He's definitely got a low-key energy. What's your deal? Where are you from, dude?
Originally from Florida, but I went out to L.A. to do stand-up.
Okay. And when did you get here?
I got here like 2 months ago because I was just like sick of the fucking lockdowns, all the like the liberals. Like, dude, we were doing shows during pandemic. I never stopped performing, and they were like calling the cops on us.
Oh no!
Yeah, and they were threatening us. Comics supposedly doing headlining Zoom mics and shit.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was like, "Fuck this! I'm gonna go where there's stage time." I started visiting Austin.
Nice.
That's how I was too. I was doing a lot of park shows in L.A.
Well, we were doing it indoors.
Oh, it's so illegal
none
shows.
None of us got sick.
Yeah, of course.
Like, two guys died. Whatever.
I mean, whatever.
They were like, new.
It's natural selection.
They were fat.
They were,
they deserved it.
We just, didn't matter.
Yeah.
But no one got sick at all.
Yeah.
And then, but anyways, yeah, I just got sick of it. I wanted freedom. Sick of the mask. I hate the fucking mask.
I hate the mask, yeah. Dude. Texas used to, people look at me like I'm weird when I get to walk with a mask. We went to the Uber today, and Bobby forgot his mask upstairs. And I was like, oh, dude, he's got to get a mask. And he was like, no, come on, y'all get in. Who needs a mask?
Yeah.
It was fucking crazy, dude. Yeah.
It's very respectful of you.
What, to get a mask?
Yeah, to still be wearing a mask.
Whatever.
And Uber's, it's not like an Uber company policy. I respect property rights and business rights. I'm an old school Republican deep down inside. Yeah, I really.
Yeah. It's a attack. It's a, what is it, individualism, reduction of individualism construct. Put a mask on, you have no face. Soon they're going to like circumcise you, Alexis, but at least you have your butthole.
I fucking like Ryan. He thinks like I think.
Yeah.
Listen, we're going to take a break here in just a second. We have to pause it because Karen's about to come off and I'm going to bring Zach on. But we have a lot more show here. This is the Real Ass Podcast live from the Creaking Cave in Austin, Texas. Green Room Show. Follow Ryan Joseph. Follow Alexis Grossman. They're both great. They both just killed it on the show. The Depraved is the new fucking show.
Yeah.
What'd you say? Oh, yeah. Plug your stuff.
Sick Fucks. Sick Fucks. Every Tuesday night. And then... Nasia here, Nasia Marrero.
Nasia Marrero. Is that your girlfriend? Or you
no, 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 no.
You guys have a sexual energy together?
I'm way out of her
there's
league.
There's a chemistry going on right now.
She's my best friend.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you right now.
Brother,
you guys have,
she have like a 90-day fiance thing.
I mean, like just the tip doesn't count, right? You know? She's like a sister, which is...
A sister that you secretly watch in the shower.
Sister is just the tip.
Yeah, okay.
But Nasi Marrero and I, we have the show The Riff, where we do like every Thursday, which is improv. Rogan likes to do it, and we're trying to get more people.
That's here at The Creek?
Yeah, the Creek. The Creek is going to blow up.
The fucking shit. Nasia as well. Nasia, you're a comedian. Nasia's smoking hot as well. She's just letting people feel her butt in the green room before I just sat here. My girlfriend was in the room. I just stared at the wall. I was like, fine. I guess everyone's feeling Nasia's
I
got
to go to David's show. Hey, man, it was nice meeting you.
You're the man. Ryan.
Right, bye.
Nasia, thank you. Nasia, where can they find you?
On Instagram, Nasia Mahat.
Nasia.
NACYAMARREIRO.
That's a lot of letters. But follow Nasia. She's fucking cool. Very funny. Alexis Grossman, cool. Very funny. Support her. Follow
Alexis
her shit. What do you have to plug?
Is a gross man is my my handles on most things.
I'll give you my number. Let me just do it off the pod. Yeah. I know they had my number for a while. I had to change my number. Yeah. Yeah. How would you think of the fans?
One of the best crowd I've ever had. Those guys just wanted more and more and more.
That's awesome, dude. Fuck yeah, dude. Sweet. Love it. Always come out and support these guys. We'll be back in a few. Okay, real quick, we must thank Movement Watches for supporting today's show. I'll tell you right now, Movement, spelled MVMT, they have such an incredible line of products. They look super expensive, they feel super expensive, but they are very, very affordable to begin with. I'll tell you right now, Father's Day is coming up. Go to the website, check out their line of products. They have so many incredible products that come out regularly, new styles that are coming out every single month. They have their brand new minimal sports dive watch, which is so sleek and professional, and you never know that you could dive down 100 meters deep into the water. Zach, I know that you spend a lot of time down in the deep, dark abyss of the ocean. You could wear this
it's
watch
where
when
I was
doing.
Born, actually. It's the only place I can see.
Zach looks like he's part anglerfish. Like, you know that little light in front of your face so you could...
Learn improv, yes.
Yeah, got it. Stinks. I can't speak today. Movement watches have the look and quality of a $400 to $500 watch that you're paying for at a department store, but cost a fraction of that because they're built online with their own process from start to finish. You get a beautiful watch shipped right to your door for free, and if you don't love it, you can ship it right back. And they also have blue light glasses as well. If you guys are spending too much time on your computer, on your phone, whatever it is, check out their line of blue light glasses as well, which block harmful blue rays. So right now, go to MVMT.com. That's MVMT.com/wrap. You're going to save 15% off your order today, plus free shipping and free returns. MVMT.com/wrap. Go grab a Movement watch. Okay, where were we? All right, the show has ended. I'm out here in front of the creek in the cave with the great Bobby Hutch. He's brought the recorder. I'm a little bit drunk. Robbie the Fire Bernstein's here. Robbie, come talk to me for a minute. What an incredible evening we've had tonight.
Dude, Brian Holtzman, dude. That was so fun.
Brian Holtzman.
I was so excited
to
see him.
How fucking funny was Brian Holtzman? Holy shit, guys.
Also, fucking Tony just hopping right into.
Yeah, dude.
What just
the
happened.
The great Tony Hinchcliffe shows up at the show. The Depraved, the hottest new dirty show in the comedy industry. Look out for the Depraved coming to a town near you. Robbie Bernstein, this trip has been pretty incredible so far. Give me some of your great memories so far. What's been your favorite memory so far of this trip?
Of the dude, I did a live podcast. First time I've done a live podcast. It was out at a festival, just out in the morning. That was a blast. This show was a blast. This is the funnest comedy trip I've done yet.
Of course. Come on, man. The Skanks crowd is the fucking absolute best. We have lots of audience members filing out right now. I'm going to interview some of the audience members in a little bit. We're going to fucking get some of their opinions right now. But yeah, overall, I'm enjoying it. I never got to finish the story, by the way. I'm banned from the 7-Eleven in downtown Austin.
But there's so many 7-Elevens. That's not like...
In downtown Austin, I don't know.
Do you think they spread it like casinos? You get banned from one, and then you walk into the next one, and they're like, sorry. Sorry, dude.
Maybe that's how they probably feel. We got kicked out of the gun, the gun range today.
What'd you do?
Because we smelled like weed when we showed up.
Oh, okay.
They're like, you gotta go.
That's just being responsible. You can't really get mad at them for that.
I wasn't even mad. I wanted to be mad, and I wanted to give them an attitude.
Right.
And then I looked at the guns in their holsters.
Right.
I was like, let me not get into a thing with these guys. But yeah, Robbie Bernstein, very happy to have you down here tonight. This has been a lot of fun. What else you got going on this week?
Me and Dave, we're in Brooklyn next week, Sunday, and then the following Sunday. I got a bunch of dates coming up with Dave, which I'm thrilled for.
Hell yeah. Dave Smith, Part of the Problem. Robbie Bernstein, you guys can check him out there. Let's get some audience members over here. All right, I need some audience. Come here, dude. Come here. Come here. Come here, dude.
What's up?
All right, I'm out here. I'm interviewing audience members after the show, dude. What's your name, man?
Hernan.
Hernan.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from Austin.
From Austin. You got to talk to the microphone,
I'm
dude.
From Austin.
This is, by the way, this is why we call you civilians. It's because when we give you a microphone, you go, I'm from Austin. It's fucking crazy, dude. This is entertainment.
I'm not entertainment. I watch
you
entertainment.
You are. Hold the microphone to your mouth, Hanan.
I'm not used to having something in my mouth, though.
God, yeah. Oh, wow.
That's what I'm saying.
He just called me a homosexual.
I didn't mean it.
And
but
I like it. I like that. He throws some heat back at me. Hanan doesn't give a fuck, dude. Hell yeah, doggy. What's up, baby boy? Thank you very much, man. So, Hanan, how did you enjoy the show tonight?
I loved it, man. I was happy I got it.
You were happy you got it? What was your favorite part of the show? Give me your highlight of the night. Hold on. I got to make sure Bobby Hutchins and fucking... God.
It's always Bobby, huh?
It's never ending. Bobby. Never ending. Hold on. Make sure everything's recording. We're good. Hanan, what was the best part of the show tonight?
I can't remember the comedian, but his last name was Dave.
Gomez, you piece of shit.
Yeah, Gomez, too.
His name was Gomez, you cock fucking sure. sucker. What the fuck?
Love
all right, besides
Gomez.
Me, what was your favorite part?
Jim Davis.
There was no comedian named Jim. There was no comedian named Jim. There was no comedian named
Davis.
Jim.
He made me laugh the most.
Al Davis. Al Davis. You're right. It was Al Davis.
I had to look at color for a minute. I had to see color.
Did you call him colored? What the fuck is wrong with you? David Lucas, you racist.
David Lucas. Close by.
David
Lucas. I was close.
How fucking funny was David Lucas?
He made me laugh the most.
He made you laugh?
Yeah,
That's incredible, man. What an incredible night. That's beautiful. How did you find out about Legion of Skanks?
Because my homie actually had a hookup. He's like, hey, 15 more tickets available. Go get it right now.
Oh, so you didn't even know about us.
I didn't know about it. I was late. It was all sold out.
But you never listened to the podcast.
I love the podcast.
You love the podcast. Oh,
yeah.
You know what the fuck's up, dog.
But it was sold out. By the time I wanted tickets.
Why? Because I'm a badass motherfucker who sells shit. I know
Too late.
You know what the fuck's up.
But
listen, you're the man.
Thank you, man.
Do you have anything to plug? What do you got there?
I have no plugs.
A landscaping business, or what do you do?
Nothing, man. Just
you got something out there that
nothing.
You got to plug. Come on,
I'm
dog. You're nothing.
No.
No, I'm all right. Guys, get up front. Come on, there we go. There we go. Come on, buddy. Come on, get over here.
Fuck,
all
right.
Look at this
What's
guy.
Good? How's
Hold
it going?
Hold the mic to your mouth. What's going on? What's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Tyler. I'm in fucking SoCal. I don't want to say LA, but it's Riverside. It's way worse.
Oh, this guy was ready to be on camera. You saw how excited he got? This is fucking great, dude.
Can I get a Stoke? Fuck.
A Stoke? I don't smoke cigarettes, but does anybody have a cigarette for this obvious poor person?
Oh, fuck, he does. Can I get one?
He took it out of his mouth and gave it to you. Wow.
I need a lighter now, too. You want to smoke it for me? I know. I've heard
Doggy,
it all.
In 30 seconds, he thinks he's a celebrity. He has a microphone in his hand for 30 seconds.
Yeah, he should not give it to me.
What's your name one more time?
Tyler.
Tyler. All right, so Tyler, what was your favorite part of tonight's show?
Dude, the fucking random guy from local, the guy with the beard, Joseph some shit, he's fucking comedy.
Joseph some shit, also not on the show tonight.
He slayed, bro. It was him and Tim Dillon and you, of course.
Oh, Ryan Joseph.
Ryan Joseph, dog, that guy
Ryan
is the shit.
Ryan Joseph.
Dude, that guy slayed.
Ryan Joseph. Yeah, that guy's a killer, dude. Local guy.
Big fan.
Very cool. All right, what was your least favorite part of the night? Not a comedian. Don't tell me a name, dickhead.
Any girl that tries to tell jokes.
Any girl. He hates female comedians. But you know, they were all pretty hot, at the very least, right?
Yes, I can look. I just can't listen.
We booked all hot female comedians. There's Ryan Joseph right there. Ryan Joseph.
Boom, 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 boom.
Ryan Joseph. A local legend.
I'm really mad. I dribbled on my pants when I pissed, and I was hoping it faded away by now. And it did. So that is absolutely disgusting. I know. It's happened like five times. I think they're marinated.
I'm going to have to take the microphone from you now. Thank you, sir. You're gross, but thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Tyler, you're the man.
All right.
Let's get a check. Come here, girl. Come on, get over here. Let's go right now. We got this. We got this absolute slut right now. I'm sorry, sir, but I got to call it. I got to call it like I see it, dude. This girl's a real hoe. So, all right, what's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Kyle. I'm from here.
Your name's Kyle. You have a dude's name.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'm not hating on it. I like it. That's kind of hot, you know? You ever meet a chick named Jim that's fucking smoking? So, Kyle, what's been your favorite part of tonight's show?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, just kiss me right now. I'm sorry, dude. I'm going to make out with your girlfriend, dude. We have a moment.
Your girlfriend's somewhere, though.
My girlfriend is somewhere right here. But I'll tell you right now, she's a little drunk, and it's her birthday. She might be down for a little swap, wife swap.
We are, too. So.
You're down for a wife swap? I might actually do this. This might actually happen tonight. How did you find out about the show? How did you know about us?
I've been watching Skanks for years.
You're a Skank fan?
Yes.
How do you feel being a female Skank fan? We don't have many of those.
It's nice.
Are you embarrassed about it? Do you tell other friends?
Yeah.
Are you actually racist?
No.
No, wow, damn. I thought I liked you, but it's all good. It's all good. So, Kyle, what do you do for a living? Give me some information.
I work at a nonprofit.
You work at a nonprofit? What does that even mean? That sounds like you're poor as fuck.
Well, kind of.
Yeah.
But it used to, the nonprofit I work for used to be called the Association of Retarded Citizens.
The Association of Retarded Citizens.
Yeah.
And then you renamed it the Legion of Skanks.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Solid joke, everyone. More jokes like this at the Depraved, coming to a city near you. Did you enjoy the Depraved tonight?
It was great. It was awesome.
It was great. Did you like it? That's awesome. You find any new comedians you're going to go follow?
We actually, like, Ryan Joseph is, we found him a couple weeks ago, and he's great.
He's your new favorite guy. Yeah. Ryan Joseph is making a fucking splash. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Kyle, thank you very much.
Thank you. Go give
your boyfriend oral sex tonight. Be fucking awesome. Thank you very much.
You're the best.
Thanks. Come here. You can come over here.
Nope. All right. What's up?
What's up?
What's up? Who's the last comedian?
The last comedian's name was Louis J. Gomez.
No, it wasn't.
It was Louis J. Gomez.
It was a big Italian dude.
Dude, Louis.
With white hair.
J. Gomez. Don't tell me.
Louis Gomez?
Wrist control. Look at that shit right there, dude. I got you arrested.
I just took
his fucking wrist with ease.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, Louis. L-U-I-S.
Okay.
L-U-I-S-J-J?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
J.
No.
Yes. J.
J.
Period.
Period. Okay.
Gomez.
Fancy.
Exclamation point.
You sure?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right.
That's him. Look him up, dude.
Yep.
Hell yeah, dude.
No, who's the last?
That was him.
No, it wasn't.
Dude.
That's you. I recognize a white dude from Puerto Rican.
Kiss me on my mouth right now.
No.
Just kiss me, dude.
You want to?
I do.
Yeah.
What just happened? Brian Holtzman, you faggot.
Thank you.
What's wrong with you?
You little bitch.
Kiss me, you little bitch. What a homo. That was a trick.
You.
Let's jump this gay guy. Jump this gay guy.
Lewis is a faggot.
Jump this gay guy.
Lewis is a faggot.
Brian Holtzman was the last guy on the show. He was the best. Only Louis J. Gomez will kiss people during a pandemic. Hell yeah. What's your name, dude?
Alex.
Alex. Alex, I'm really happy that you made it out here, even though you're a cancer patient. You're very weak.
Yeah.
And I understand how much it took out for you. Was this your make-a-wish?
It was.
Thank you very much, dude.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alex. You're the man.
That's great.
This is incredible. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Alex. There we go. Only black guy in the crowd. Come here, dude. Come on. Hey. What's up, man? Here, take this. You got a whole... Yeah. All right. All right, I'll drop a beat.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't rap.
Come on, you rap. Shut the fuck up.
I don't fucking rap.
You rap.
I don't fucking
you
rap.
You fucking rap.
No, I don't.
Shut up, dude. Lying asshole. What's the point of being black if you don't rap?
I don't know.
Come on, man.
Don't blame me. I was born this way.
You got a small dick, too. It's got a small dick black guy that doesn't rap. Wow. Imagine that. What's your name, man?
Vic.
Vic's the fucking man. I saw you in the back. You were the only black person in the entire room. How does that make you feel? Do you feel like a race traitor?
No, I felt great.
Fuck yeah, dude. Me too. Because I used to feel like a race traitor. And then I started to be like, you know what? I'm unique. I like this.
Yeah, I have good credit. This shit.
A black man with good credit.
I deserve to be nice places. Fuck.
This is absolutely wild. Are you from here in Austin?
I was from here. I live in Vegas now. I'll see you on the 4th.
You're coming to the 4th?
Yeah, fuck yeah,
I'm doing
bro.
The same jokes, doggy. Good. Thank good. You very much. Should be pretty boring.
I'm dumb as shit, and I'll forget them all, and I'll just laugh like I was
Vic,
the
you were a great audience member. What was your highlight of the evening tonight?
Finally seeing Brian Holtzman.
Finally seeing Brian Holtzman?
Yeah.
How fucking funny was Brian Holtzman?
Fucking crazy.
Unique as fuck, yeah. Dude. This is incredible, dude. Well, Vic, thank you very much for being on the show. You got anything to plug?
No, I don't.
You sell beepers or something? What do you do?
I'm a fucking property manager out in Austin.
All right, hell yeah, dude. Well, thank you very much, Vic. You're the man. This is great, dude. We're just talking to audience members here in front of the Creek in the Cave. How are we doing time-wise? I'm killing it. Where are we at?
11.
Oh, the second file? Yeah. We need to find a homeless person.
Hey, where's the camera?
Is there a homeless person? Where's our homeless person? This guy. No, he's not homeless. What's going on, guys? How you guys doing? Oh, look at this guy. What's going on, dude? This guy's ready to go. What's going on?
Yeah,
what's your
dude.
Name? Where are you from?
My name is Eric Smith. I'm from Redwood City, California, but I've been here for 10 years.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I think this guy can rap.
Let's do it. I'm with Lewis. Real-ass podcast. Reaching the skanks. Going fast. I'm here. Crossfaded as fuck. And I'm really pushing my luck. Hanging with Lewis. I do it fucking truest. I wish I was with Dalton Pruitt.
It's Errol's. Yes. It's just become a rap competition. It's a rap competition in front of the Creek in the Cave. Who's next? Who's next? Who can drop that fire? Who can drop that fire? No one. You're gonna break our mic. All right, we got another white guy. Come on, dude. You guys look like you're in competition to be the same person.
This guy's hella sick. Austin Hill.
You guys look like you showed up for the same audition for Nerdy Gay. All right, so what's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Austin Hill. I'm from Maryland.
Austin Hill from Maryland, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
I'm about to drop that beat. All
right. Am I doing rapping or are you rapping?
You're rapping.
Oh, okay. Chilling in front of the creaking cave. There are a lot of gays, including Lewis. All right, let me keep going. Just keep the beat needs to be a little better.
My beat rules.
Yeah, bring someone else up.
This guy sucks.
I can't go back twice.
No, Tyler, you're not allowed back. No way, dude. Wow, dude, these guys all suck at rapping. Everyone out
here.
Here
you go, Lewis.
The bouncer. There we go.
Hey, what's up?
What's
I don't
your name
rap. Oh, Seth.
Seth
I'm
is
just
the
fucking
here.
Security here.
He's a doorman. He's
yeah,
got a red
up?
Fucking beard, dude. I would never fear a person with red hair in my entire life.
That's
fucking wild.
That's fucked up, bro.
No, dude. I would fucking... Anytime I see a redhead, I lose respect for them. But that has nothing to do with this conversation.
Hogan redhead?
I am about to... No, Hogan is blonde.
Yeah, but really he was red.
Come on, dog. I'm going to drop a beat. I'm going to hear a rap about working at the Creek of the Camp. We got this right here. Here we go. Ready? One, two, three. Go!
I'm so gay. I love sucking cock because I'm so gay. Yeah, sucking cock at the Creek. It's really gay. I love it. That's about all I got, you know?
Yeah! This has been
this
fucking
on?
Great.
This isn't even
it's on.
It's on,
dude. It's on. I no. swear to God,
okay,
dude.
Yeah, yeah.
We killed it. Listen to me. This has been great. We got a bunch of people out here. They're all white supremacists. That's cool.
Fuck yeah. Wait,
gonna go,
no, guys, that's the wrong look for me.
We're going to go back in time. We're going to get drunk. Who's getting drunk tonight? Come on.
Yeah.
Justice, you got to rap, dude. Come here. Come here, dude. You got to rap. Come here, dude.
Please.
No, he's got to rap. Every guy that looks like this guy has to rap tonight. Oh, wait. Hold on, dude. Let this guy go by with his bike. Hey, what's up, dude? Hell yeah, dude. Thank you. All right, ready? Oh, shit. There's a hot chick. Shh, hold on. Be cool. Be cool, dude. Be cool. Hey, what's up? We're just rapping. Oh, what's up? We're just over here rapping. It's not even a big deal.
Actually,
like, whatever.
I'm diabetic, and I think you're a little bit too sweet.
Shut the fuck up.
I think.
Oh, that was a line. I thought you were actually telling her you were diabetic. I'm like, dude, shut up. Nobody likes diabetics. What a weird, what a gross fucking line.
Austin has a lot of boxes.
Oh, wait, is that your girlfriend? I'm sorry, dude. He's hitting on her. That's your girl. Oh, no, you're alone. This is some alone chick. Hell yeah, dude. All right, anyway. What's up, bro? He's a rapper. He's a famous white rapper from SoundCloud.
Yeah.
What's your rap name?
T-Bone.
This fucking... Wow, she said rap something, okay. T-Bone. Dude, she's going to suck your cock.
If I nail
Dougie, if you nail this right now, she's going to suck your cock directly off your body. I guarantee it. Ready?
Yeah.
Ready? Beat. I'm about to drop the speed. Ready?
One line. T-Bone. White as milk. Rhyme silky like silk. I'm killing it. I like Latinas.
She's white, you idiot.
And white
women. The whitest person I've ever seen in my entire life, you fool. You're fucking this up, this hot white bitch is ready to fuck you, dude. You fucked it up. You said you wanted a Latina.
Yeah,
you didn't know, dude.
I didn't know. Glasses.
The glasses. God damn it. Guys, the glasses are nerdy as shit, dude. Give it up for this guy one more time, guys. T-Bone ruled. All right, look. This has been the Live Real House podcast from the Creaking Cave. I'm very happy about this. I'm going to go back inside. We're going to get drunk. Everyone go back inside. Sign up for the open mic. And thank you. Good night.
That's all, folks.